The United States no longer is represented at the World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africa. The mid-level U.S. delegation left earlier this week in protest over attempts to portray Israel as a racist state. But hundreds of American human rights activists are still in Durban lobbying world governments for their individual issues. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports.
American activists of all stripes and colors have been pounding the pavement in Durban trying to rally support for a host of causes. But most African Americans, like Abdu Shahid from Harlem, came here with a very specific mission.
What we came here for was to push three articles: that the transatlantic slave trade was a crime against humanity, that reparation is due to the Africans in the diaspora as well as on the continent, and that the basis of racism in the world is economic.
The issue of reparations, once on the fringes of the African-American agenda, has gone mainstream. Wade Henderson, director of the U.S. Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, says most major African-American organizations came to Durban to focus international attention on the issue.
What activists from the United States, myself included, have done is to meet with like-minded non-governmental organizations, that is, civil and human rights groups from abroad, as well as world officials, to both make the case for the consideration of reparations or compensation in this instance, and also to lay the factual predicate that allows these countries to support our need for language that would advance the debate of slavery as a crime against humanity.
Eight members of the Congressional Black Caucus are among those who have been lobbying African governments here, and the African American delegation has brought in scholars and lawyers to explain their position. The activists want the Durban Declaration, to be issued at the end of the racism conference, to contain strong language on reparations because they believe it will bolster their own case in advance of a major lawsuit they're expected to file in the U.S. early next year. Harvard Law professor Charles Ogletree, the coordinator of that legal effort, is one of those meeting with African officials in Durban.
African countries, in my view, not only have a compelling moral case, but I think you have seen at this conference and other places that European governments are starting to say, you know, you're right, we have to pay something. And debt relief, I think, is the first step in recognizing reparations for Africa, but it clearly, in my view, is not the last step.
Most Western governments, those represented here as well as the U.S., are firmly opposed to reparations. They're ready to express regret or remorse for the horrors of the slave trade, but they're not willing to issue a formal apology because of the legal implications, nor are they prepared to formally link development aid to the issue of reparations. Reverend C.T. Vivian, executive secretary to the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., believes that Western governments are dangling suggestions of aid and debt relief in front of African governments in an attempt to persuade them to oppose strong language on reparations in the Durban document.
Oh, I have been continuously meeting with African states in particular to offset the bribery that the United States has been using. But the United States has been going to various African countries saying, please come out against reparations and we will give you money for developmental purposes.
In part because of the intense lobbying campaign by African American activists, the issue of reparations is looming increasingly large here. Some believe it will be even more difficult to resolve than the controversy over the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. No matter what the outcome of the debate over reparations, African American activists like C.T. Vivian believe the Durban conference has already succeeded in refocusing world attention on the issue of racism.
Exactly what we were doing in Birmingham and Selma and etc. in the past decade is what this is about now, that we're moving from the national to the international. We're just beginning to deal politically internationally. I don't mean we as black people. I mean that the world is just beginning to come together.
Reverend Vivian believes that despite the U.S. walkout, the Durban conference will end with a strong and united stand against racism. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Durban.